very much. Good morning, church. Thank God for the privilege to stand here and speak to you again. Not my words, but the words of Jesus. Is not working. Sorry. Is that you can please put on the lessons in prayer for me? I'm so sorry. Yes, today I want to contribute to what we've previously preached about Hannah, Luke, Alistair, and each and every one. I have been really encouraged by the words that they have shared concerning prayer. And today I want us to continue in the lessons in prayer as we continue our series. And we've all read Luke chapter 18. And this is a lovely story that Jesus told us when we pray. And the first question I would like to ask: how do you find prayer? Is it difficult? Is it boring? Is it time-wasting? Sometimes you don't even know the words to speak. Sometimes you keep postponing, oh, I'll pray, before you realize a whole day has gone and you've not really prayed. And sometimes you just like me, then you are going to sleep and you start praying. The next thing you see is your alarm is playing for you to go to work. Has it happened to you? It happens. It happens a lot. And I think because sometimes prayer might be boring. If I start here to chat with Hannah, oh, Hannah, how are you? Let's chat with Hannah a bit. How are you, Hannah?
Yes, thank you.
How was your week? Ruben is growing so quick, you know. And Isaac.
Yeah, I am.
It would be nice if we pray and God will be responding. It would be easier. When we close church, we can stand here and chat because you talk, your neighbor replies. But not so with prayer. You pray, no response. You speak. You don't hear God saying even, oh, okay, no response. So it makes it very, very difficult. But I've come to encourage you to overlook that response that you don't get when you pray. But rather see that reaction happens when you pray. Hannah explained not long ago to her that when we pray, the angel of the Lord makes our prayer with incense and it goes straight to God and reactions happen. One of the reactions that happen is earthquake. One of the reactions that happens is thunder, lightning, and voices. It can be a good voice speaking for you and a voice crying because the judgment has come for God to give you justice. So sometimes you don't get a response, but you see, rest assured, you may not hear God responding to as Hannah will respond back to me. No, prayer is faith. Even though you don't get a response, reactions are taking place. Hallelujah. I think I broke the screen, but yeah, I still have my notes, so it's okay. I've got some lovely photos to show you. I will see how we go. So what then is prayer? Prayer is talking to God, speaking to Him. Even though He does not respond back to you, you say, oh Lord, I've come, thank you. God will not talk back, but God is listening. And it's not just talking, because before you pray, to be fair with you, God knows whatever that you are praying. Thank you very much. God knows whatever you are praying. But prayer is the involvement of God in your life. Thank you, Francis. So as I was saying, when you pray, it's involving God in your life. It's the acknowledgement that there is a greater one. It's the thing that, you know what, I want to communicate to keep the relationship with God. So prayer is not just, God, give me, give me, give me. God knows your needs before you pray. And you see, to keep you connected with God. Anyone you talk with a lot, you become closer to that person. Anyone you wake up in the morning, you call, by all means, the person will tell you, oh, my son is sick. Oh, I've got a new job. You become closer to that person. And it's that relationship that God puts. When God put Adam and Eve in the garden, he would love to come at the cool of the day and communicate with them. But sadly, one time when he came, they are hiding. They didn't want to talk to God. So God knows our needs, but that commitment, that relationship, that source of life to communicate. So it's not really putting big words together. It's that love that, God, I love you. God, I thank you. I have come again and again. And today, I want us to look at three things we can learn about prayer. You can say three relationships with God in prayer. I know you may have other ones, but I've got three. Praying to God, our judge. Praying to God, our friend. And praying to God, our father. You can add yours. God is the husband. The Bible says Jesus is the, we are the bride of Jesus. Jesus is the husband. So God can be a husband. But today, I want us to stay with these three and then think of God when we are praying. So the first thing I want us to talk about is God as a judge. Oh, damn it. Good. And thank Jack so much for reading well for us. Jesus told a story that a widow went to a judge and said, you know what, I want justice. This judge is a wicked judge, very proud, does not listen to any man, no one can control that judge, no. But this widow kept going, going, and going until the judge said, I'm tired of this widow. And Jesus is telling us, when we come to him, I have heard that problem again. I have heard you talk and talk again. But come and talk. Not because I can't do it, because I want that relationship. Because I want you to have that trust in me. Because I want you to acknowledge me that your help is finished. And only me, God, can help you. So this judge will not listen. Because no one can control him or her. But one time, he sat down and said, you know what, I'm getting tired. Does it apply to you? Have you been talking to God about similar problems, that sickness, that health, that money issues, that problem? You've been talking and talking and talking. Jesus said, rest assured, God will bring justice. And when we see God as a judge, it's concerned with legal things. It's concerned with things that are so serious that you can't play with it. Like, have you gotten a letter from police or the immigration, something about the law? Listen, God is your judge. So nothing is too difficult for God. So sometimes we have to see God as a judge. He is above the law. He is above the law that has been written 100 years. So God your judge says, don't give up. Come every day. If you cry to him day and night, one day the judge will say, I'm tired. I have to answer this prayer. Prayer God answers prayer. Amen. And the next one, we want to see God when we praise. God as a friend. Oh, how many of us love talking to friends? You know, there are some things you can't talk to your mom, even your wife or husband, but you can say it to your friend. There are some things that is between you and my friends. Sometimes I say, please don't tell anyone. If the friend is a trustworthy one, it will never come out. But some friends, you don't know before you realize it's somewhere. God is our friend. And he wants us to come. And Jesus told us the story in Luke 11 when we read from verse 5. He said that one friend had a visitor one day. And then he went to his friend and said, it was midnight, and this friend, they were all sleeping with the wife, husband, because this friend could not go to the next door. He could not go to the pastor. But he said, you know what, as for my friend, these things is okay. So he went. And the friend said that, you know what, it's late. So there are some things you cannot discuss. Even sometimes you cannot discuss things well to the doctor. Jesus said, I'm your friend. Tell me that secret things. That things that when you tell someone, that person would say that, oh, you are very weird. It looks like this thing is not something that has to come out. We have that privilege of speaking to God as a friend. The things that worry you, that you cannot even share it outside. Sometimes you realize that you have your cheek is slightly big, and you say, you know what, God can make it. And I want to tell you a story. When Adriel and Nebria were growing up, Nebria was growing so quick. So people will see them and say, oh, this is the elder one. I have to correct people many times. No, Adriel is the eldest. And then they say that, oh, he's very tiny. And I didn't like that. I didn't like that because they look at, okay, the mom is tiny. So he's going to be tiny. And I didn't like that. I can't go to the doctors to say that, you know what, my child, I want him to grow. You know, this, I can't discuss with you. But I prayed about it. I prayed about it. So the thing that seems embarrassing, prayed about it. And thank God, Adriel is very tall now. Hallelujah. So go to a friend who is the Lord, and tell him things that when you say it outside, people will laugh at you. You can't even say it. It's so secretive. People will say it's not necessary. If I would have told you that time, you'd say Faustina is sometimes, some way. But I told God, I tell God, this is what I want. I tell God a lot of things that I cannot tell you because you not understand me. And you tell me that it's not necessary. That is God, our friend. See God as a friend to tell him things that usually you cannot say it outside, not to your parents. Hallelujah. And the next one I want to see God is called our Father. Wow. I thank God I really had a very loving father, passed away now. But what makes me know that he was loved is even now my friend will tell me, your father was so nice, was so kind, because a father thinks more about you. A father cares about you. A father forgives. You see, even those people that have killed and those things, if they go to the court, and the court will say that, let me ask the father, what do you want to do with your son? Set them free. I'm not joking. That's the father. So please forgive him. Even though that the son has killed another, the father will say, please forgive him. Give him another chance. That is our God. A father forgives. A father, you can go to a father as many times as you want. Daddy, I'm sorry. A father, even when you have wronged, as you go, he still be thinking of you. I wish that my son would come back. Jesus told us the story with the prodigal son. You see, the son did something that it wasn't right. But when he saw the son coming, this is the father's love, he rather ran to the son. The father caused confusion in the house because this boy should have been disciplined, whipped, and maybe sent to prison. You can't go and waste your father's money and just come back to say, I'm sorry. So the elder brother somehow was right. You can't make a party for such a son that has come back. But I'm sorry to tell those people who accuse us, that's the heart of a father. A father always welcomes you. When you say sorry 10 times, a father says, I forgive you. Because the father's heart is forgiven already. He just wants you to acknowledge that I've done wrong. So when we pray, we should see God as a father who forgives us of our sins, who is willing to do everything for us. To be honest with you, at a point in life, every father or every mother is working hard for the survival of their children. You don't need anything again. What clothes? Mother, father, what clothes? You are working, you are thinking of how to provide for your children, thinking of how to leave them an inheritance, thinking of when they grow up, they will not suffer. This is a father's task. And God wants us to pray to him as a father. Jesus said, when you pray, say this, my father who is in heaven. And there is one secret thing about the father that will tell you. Every father has his will. You see, fathers take control, mothers take control and say, this is what I want. If I would have been following my children's will, I wouldn't be standing here. Because we went to a party in Milton Keynes yesterday, about 3. We booked a hotel, slept over, and this morning we left Milton Keynes. But they enjoyed the party, they wanted to stay longer. So children's will is not right. God also... So the same with God. We are his children. And to be fair, our will is not right. The prayers I prayed 10 years ago, if God would have answered it, it would have been promotion, catastrophe, not nice. The Father has his will. When you pray, ask for the Father's will. When you pray, seek the Father's will. Mothers and fathers, the will that we have for our children is big dreams. So that is why we go to work 9 to 5, doing extra time, because we want them to do well. God wants us to do well. God has his will. And we should sometimes realize that we are children of God and look for what is God's will. You may ask Christina, what is God's will? God's will is his will. It's the scriptures. It is what he has put in the Bible that this is what I want. This is what I want you to do. This is what I do not want you to do. So when a child don't go according to God's will, that is sometimes a child will say, my father doesn't do anything for me. God does not answer my prayer because you have gone outside his will. And what you are praying is not going to help you. You see, we would have still been in Milton Keynes partying. That was the children's will. But a mother, a father, have a very reasonable will. Hallelujah. So we should seek the Father's will. And I want to read a verse in 1 John chapter 5. Sorry, it's not on the slide. I didn't want to bombard the slide with so many scriptures. And this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, not your will, his will, God's will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, Whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of you. Can you pray that God let your will be done? And God's will is not grievous. The Bible says God's commandments is not grievous. It's not to stop you from prospering or to, you know, to keep you at a corner that you are struggling. The Bible says, beloved, John wrote, I wish above all things that you will prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So the will of God is for you to prosper, to have good health, and your soul is your feeling, what makes you happy, what makes you at peace. God wants these three to prosper. So God's will is good for you. He wished the best for you. So when you pray, consider God as a father. As many of us are fathers and mothers, you wouldn't let Isaac and Reuben, Hannah, do everything that they want. When it's time to go to bed, I'll say, Mommy, can I play for 5 minutes? You give them 5 minutes. Can I play for 1 month? Sometimes you say, no, it's time to go to bed. And that helped the child to wake up refreshed, ready for the next day. God has a will. And his will is in the scriptures. It's in the Bible. So you have to read God's will to know his will. See, prayer goes with the word of God. God does not do anything outside his will. John 1:3 says that all things were made by him. Without him, that was the word, because that was Jesus, the word. Without him was nothing made that was made. You cannot get anything without the word of God. So it is good you read the Bible, you know what God's word says, and then when you stand before God, you can pray to God according to his will, his word. Not long ago, I was praying, and I needed money to do something. But immediately, the word of God became alive to me, and I believe it was Proverbs 19. 17 or so, by Proverbs 19. And I remember that God says that when you give to the poor, you lend to the poor, to God, and he will repay you. So my prayer turned to say, God, you owe me. You owe me because I've given to the poor. I can't remember if you have paid me. But even if you have paid me, I don't know if you added interest to it. But I need my money now. And it's funny, I got what I needed. I got what I needed because I have to challenge God. Not to challenge God, but I have to speak his word back to him, you know, to guarantee answered prayer. Hallelujah. So these are just the three lessons that we have. I want us to learn and take it with us. When you stand before God, see God as a judge. The things that happen in court and the law system, you only need God. Sometimes someone has lived, ate good, did everything well, but went to the hospital and a serious diagnosis. You know, someone said, I've never drank before, I've never smoked before, but I have cancer or something like that. Because this were to be related with things like that. But you see, but when you stand before God as a judge, tell God, this is not right. This sickness is not right in this body. I am purchased by the blood of Jesus. I cannot just be sick. Tell God, I want legal action. Your legal action is for me to live in good health, because by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. And you can pray also for your family. So see God as a judge who went for you, a judge who speaks about, who decide about you. A judge can turn things around. You know, this is the law. But the judge says that, you know what? I don't agree with this. I turn it around. See God as a judge. And see God as a friend. The small things, you can't say it out. Like you are going to your friend to say, give me bread. You can't do that. But God says, come, I'm your friend. Every difficult or situation that you can't really express is, I'm ready to listen and do it. And see God as a father. Fathers forgive, fathers give inheritance, fathers have, or mothers have their will. What is God's will? So maybe today, if you are sitting here and you say that, oh, I prayed, I don't see God answering my prayer, I want to challenge you. Do you see God as a father? Do you see God as a judge? Do you see God as a friend? You can go on your own. God is also a husband to wives. So how do you see God? He's a good God and he listens. Hallelujah. So I want us to spend some 5 minutes. If you can stand, stand. If you can sit, sit. But you know, to put your attention on God and say, Lord, help me. This time I want to speak to you. There is nothing that God cannot do. 2 days ago, my quiet time was, I think, in Matthew 27. I can't remember this, but it was Matthew. When Jesus said that, not with men, for with men this is not possible. Jesus said that, not with God, for with men this thing is not possible, but with God all things are possible. So I went a bit before the verses, and Jesus was talking about a camel going through the eye of a needle. And I said that, this is not possible. How can a camel go into the eye of a needle? Even when I'm putting thread in, it's like, it's very difficult. But Jesus said, a camel. So this is the God we are serving. The things that seems very difficult, it cannot happen. When we go to God, God will make it happen. He said, I want us to stand up in just 5 minutes. Speak to God. What is on your heart? Is there anything that is so challenging that, you see, only God? Is there anything that is so simple that when you ask somebody, they will say that, oh, you are just being petty. I want us to bring you to God in prayer. God our judge, God our friend, and God our Father. So if you are able to stand, stand, and then let us ask God in prayer. The difficult things, the small things, the tiny things. You see, and we will agree this together. And I believe angels will mix our prayers with incense and it will ascend to God. Hallelujah. So speak to God in just 1-2 minutes. Thank Him. Thank Him. Philippians 4 says, our opening verse says that, don't worry. You have worried too much. You are too much concerned about everything. If what this happened, if what this happened, if what this happened. When I was driving this morning and I was in a hurry, the devil told me, if what your car gets accident and you don't arrive in the church, I told the devil that my car will never get accident. I will arrive where I have planned to go. So don't worry, because I have prayed to God. And Lord, release 12 legions of angels to carry me and my car and my family back to Shechem. So Lord, we come to you. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. Everything that seems impossible, even the dead thing, when Jesus went into the home of Lazarus, one of his sisters said that, oh Jesus, you should have been here earlier. But she said, it encouraged me. Nevertheless, even now, whatever you ask God to do it, God will do it. This is our God. This is our God. This is our God. I want us to live a life with no worries, because God loves you. Take the thing to Him in prayer. He is your judge. He is your friend. He is your father. And maybe you are here. You haven't got that relationship with God. You don't really know, am I close enough to call God my father? God is waiting for you. If you are here, deep within you, you know that you haven't got that great relationship with Jesus. Deep within you, you know that I come to church, but you know, I have not met Jesus yet. I've been to church, but I don't think Jesus. Jesus is calling. The Lord is calling. And he's saying, my son, I loved you before you came to me. It's just for you to acknowledge me and commit your life into my hands. God is saying, I made Jesus die to take away your sins. So lay your sins down before me and accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. If you are here like that, I want you to repeat this prayer after me, and the whole church can join to encourage others. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you just as I am. I am a sinner by birth. Please, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I have heard of Jesus. Jesus, take away my sins. Wash and cleanse me with your blood. Today, this Sunday, I accept you, Jesus, as my Lord and personal Savior. I believe in you, Jesus. You died and God raised you up for me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have made that prayer from all your heart, God counts you as your son, as his son. And if you want to continue this journey with Jesus, please speak to Reverend Luke or Hannah, and I believe they will help you. Amen.